はい、ございます。Good morning。 約1ヶ月前の9月12日の高橋信樹さんのメッセージで、私たちはイエス様から私たちに与えられている関係、イエス様との関係の飯について学びました。
Just 1 month ago, if you remember back on September 12th, Nobuki Takahashi helped us through his message to learn that Jesus calls us into relationship.
イエス様は私たち一人一人に呼びかけておられます。マルコの福音書8章の34節にこうあります。イエス様こう言っておられます。誰でも私に従ってきたければ自分を捨て、自分の十字架を追って私に従ってください。
Jesus makes that call. He makes that invitation personally to each one of us. And he says it like this in Mark chapter 8, verse 34. If any of you wants to follow me, you have to give up yourself to God's plan, to take up your cross and do as I do.
また2週間前の赤津健太郎君の説教で、イエス様は私たち全ての人を宣教へと召してくださっていることも学びました。
And then 2 weeks ago, through Kentaro's message, we learned that Jesus calls all people, each and every one of us, into mission.
またイエス様は私全ての人をコミュニティへと召してくださってもいます。これが今日学んでいくイエスのコミュニティへのメッセージです。
And he also briefly stated near the end of his message that Jesus calls all people, each and every one of us, into community. And that is the journey that we're going to go on today in our learning together. Jesus called to community, and specifically to the Jesus community.
もし私たちがイエス様との関係へのメッセージ、つまり私についてきなさいというイエス様の呼びかけに、イエスではいと答えるなら、それは同時に宣教への召しにも、コミュニティへの召しにも、その両方にはいと答えることを意味します。
If we respond yes to Jesus' call into relationship with him, or said another way, if we commit to Jesus' invitation when he says follow me, it means that we are also saying yes to Jesus' call into missionAnd Jesus called into community at the same time.
どういうことかというと、
So what does that mean, really?
まずはイエス様ご自身が神から使わされた宣教そのものだということです。だからイエス様に従うということは、つまりはイエス様の宣教、救いの技に加わっていくことを意味します。
First, Jesus surrenders himself to be active in the mission of God. So to follow JesusTo be his disciples then means that we surrender ourselves to actively join the mission of Jesus and become willing participants in his saving work.
また教会というこのコミュニティはキリストの体とも呼ばれています。つまりイエス様にはいということは、イエス様の体である教会のコミュニティに対してもはいということになります。
Secondly, the church is a community that is called the body of Christ. In other words, when we are responding yes to Jesus, then we are saying yes to the community which is Christ's body. That's the community we refer to as the church.
じゃあ私たちが教会と呼んでいるこのコミュニティって一体何なのか、そのコミュニティにイエス様が私たちを召してくださっているっていうのはどういうことなのか、そしてなぜなのか、何のためなのかということを今日は一緒に学んでいきたいと思います。
So what then exactly is this community that we call church? And what does it mean to be called by Jesus into this community? And furthermore, why and for what purpose does Jesus do so? These are the three questions that will help point us in the direction in our study today.
ちょっと質問します。教会とは皆さんにとって何でしょうか。ちょっと意地悪な聞き方をすると、どういうところでしょうか。
Let's start by asking this question. What does the word church mean to you? Or if I try to imply something, what kind of place is the church?
毎週日曜日の午前10時から10時半まで礼拝しに行くところ。
It's the place where we worship every Sunday morning from 10 till 11:30 a.m.
説教とか何か良いメッセージを聞きに行くところ。
It's the place where we hopefully hear a good message.
苦しい時に誰かに話を聞いてもらって、祈ってもらったり励ましをもらいに行くところ。
It's the place where we can go to find somebody who will listen to us and pray for us and encourage us when we're struggling.
週に一度、霊的な糧をもらいに行くところ。
It's the place where we go once a week to receive a feeding spiritually.
神様と会いに行くところ。
It's the place where we go to meet God.
茨城県水戸市、大町。1丁目2-35
It's 1-2-35 Omachi Mito City, Ibaraki Prefecture.
そうそうって思う方もいれば、どうだろうなって思う方も感じる方もいられるかもしれません。
Some of you are probably hearing these descriptions and thinking, that sounds about right. And others may be not quite sure or disagreeing or making questions about those statements.
私たちはみんなそれぞれ教会とはこれだ。教会とはこうあるべき。教会はこうあってほしいという理想や期待を持っています。私たち人間が考える理想や期待です。
But all of us, every single one of us has some kind of preconceived idea of what the church is, or what we think the church should be, or at least what kind of church we'd like and hope for.We may or may not realize it, but we all have expectations and definitions of the ideal church.
ただそれらは本当に神の定める、または神の理想とする教会なのでしょうか?
But the challenge with all of those ideas and expectations is whether or not they are what God expects and what God has purposed church to be.
9月初めの説教の中でジョエルさんが教会とは本来こういう意味ですって教えてくれていたんですけど皆さん覚えておられますでしょうか
At the beginning of this series, on the first Sunday of September, in his message, Joel pointed out to us what and how we should understand the church to be, based on God's own expectations and purposes. Can you remember what he said in that message?
ジョエルさんはこんなことを言っていました
This is what he said.
教会という言葉の元となっているのがギリシャ語のエクレシアです。エクレシアとは神に呼びかけられた人々の集いという意味です。
The original Greek word for church is ekklesia. Ekklesia means the community of the called out ones.
つまり教会とは本来神に呼びかけられた人々の集いなのです。
In other words, we need to think of and talk about the church as the community or the gathering of the people whom God has called out.
先ほど読まれた今日の箇所をもう一度見てみたいと思います。
So let's take a moment again and look at today's passage of scripture.
その後、イエスは町や村を巡って神の国を説き、福音を述べ伝えられた。12人もお供をした。また悪霊や病気を治してもらった女たち、すなわち7つの悪霊を追い出してもらったマグダラの女と呼ばれるマリア、ヘロデの執事クーザの妻ヨハンナ、スザンナ、その他多くの女たちも一緒であった。彼女たちは自分の財産を持って彼らに仕えていた。
Soon after, Jesus preached from city to city, village to village, carrying the good news of the kingdom of God. He was accompanied by the 12, and also by a larger group of disciples, including some women who had been rescued from evil spirits and healed of diseases. There was Mary Magdalene, who had been released from 7 demons, and others like Susanna and Joanna, who was married to Cusa,The chief steward of King Herod, and there were many others too. These women played an important role in Jesus' ministry, using their wealth to provide for him and his other companions.
それではイエス様と一緒に誰がいたでしょうか。私についてきなさいというイエスの呼びかけに応えた十二弟子がいました。
So who were surrounding Jesus? Who was his community with him in that time? Together with Jesus are the 12 apostles who answer Jesus' call to follow him.
また悪霊や病気を治してもらった女たちがいました。
And also there are several women who have been healed of diseases and rescued from evil spirits.
そこにはイエスと出会って、その愛と力に触れて、人生を変えられ、心を変えられた者たちがいたのです。
This is a community of people who had met Jesus, experienced his love and his power, and their hearts and their lives were changed by him.
教会とは場所ではなく人です。人の集いです。
Church is not a place. Rather, it's a people.A gathering, a community of people.
私についてきなさいというイエスの呼びかけにはいと答え、イエスを主としてその主イエスに従ってついていく者たちの集いです。
More importantly, it's the gathering or community of people who respond yes to Jesus' invitation to follow him in obedience and to surrender themselves wholly and completely to his lordship.
イエスと出会って人生が変えられ、心が変えられ、イエスに会ってもっともっと変えられて成長していきたいと求める者たちの集いです。
It's the gathering of a community of people whose lives and hearts have been changed by meeting Jesus and who intentionally seek to continually be changed and grow together.
もちろん私たちは教会に行くみたいに教会という言葉を建物のことを指して使うこともあります。
Of course, I do understand that we oftentimes say things like I'm going to church and by that we're talking about this building that we gather in together as the church.
最近で自分は毎朝娘のマナカを保育園に送り届けてから教会に行くみたいな使い方を自分もしてます。
I even express it that way myself when I say things likeI take my daughter every morning to preschool before heading to the church.
ですが、あえてこの建物としての教会とは区別して、コミュニティとしての教会を深く理解するために、教会とは場所ではなく、人々の集いであるということを意識して覚えていく必要があります。
But it's actually really, really important for all of us to clearly distinguish the difference between the building in which the church chooses to gather and the community of Christ itself that gathers in order to understand church more deeply. We need to remember that church is not a place or a building, but rather the people of Christ that gather as the community of his disciples.
私たちはこの教会というコミュニティの中に召し入れられています。つまりイエス様によって召され変えられ成長させられている人々の集いの中に加わるようにと招き入れられているのです。
And it is into the midst of this community, this church, to which we are called by Jesus. In other words, we are called, changed, and invited to grow in the midst of the community by Jesus himself.
ちょっと話変わって、この夏は東京オリンピック、東京パラリンピックがありましたね。
So I want to pause there for a moment and use an illustration. This summer, Japan hosted the Olympics and the Paralympics in Tokyo.
コロナ禍での開催だったので、残念ながら原則すべて無観客で行われましたが、もし通常開催であったなら、観戦しに行くのを楽しみにしていた方もおられたかと思います。
Unfortunately, due to the COVID-19 pandemic, the decision was made to hold all of the events.Without allowing any spectators at the events. But if it had been held under regular circumstances, we likely would have had thousands of spectators from all around the world just looking forward to be there for that event.
オリンピックもそうですし、何かこうスポーツ観戦に行くときは、こう野球とかサッカーとかバレーボールとか、自分の好きなスポーツの、しかも自分の好きなチームの試合を見に行くと思います。
Whenever we go as spectators to sports events like baseball, soccer, and volleyball, we usually go to watch the sport that we have interest in, or go to the matches being played by the team that we like.
好きなチームの応援をしたり、好きな選手を応援したり、試合にはドラマがあって感動したりします。
We cheer for our favorite athlete or our favorite team, and we get caught up in the drama of the game.
また時に選手が失敗したり、チームが試合に負けたりすると、おいおい、何やってんだよといったふうにヤジを飛ばすこともあると思います。
Occasionally, when a player makes a mistake, or the team says, "Hey, what are you doing? What are you doing?" We get all upset about the move or the miss in the strategy that they made.
サポーターとして言ってたはずなのに、いとも簡単に選手やチームの文句を言ったり批判したりしてしまいます。
Even though we go intending to support and cheer on the team, it's also really easy to criticize or complain about the team or about a specific team member.
なぜでしょうか?
Why is that?
なぜなら、その時、自分はその試合のフィールドに立っていないから。
At least one of the reasons is because we are not the one who is on the field or on the court playing the game.
実際にプレーしているわけじゃなくて、観客として見に来ているから。
We're not involved or we're not responsible for the game itself. We're just spectators who sit back and watch.
もしかしたら私たちも教会に対してそのような関わり方をしてしまっている時があるかもしれません。
And maybe there are times that we fall into that same trap in our attitudes, our perceptions, and our behaviors toward church.
映画館に映画を見に行ったり、音楽のコンサートに行くのもスポーツ観戦と同じです。
The very same can be said for those who go to a theater to watch a movie, see a play, or listen to a concert.
良い作品。良い音楽、良いパフォーマンス、良い体験を提供してもらって、自分を満足させてもらえると期待していきます。
We go with a hopeful expectation that we'll be satisfied or fulfilled by experiencing the quality acting and the special effects or the quality music and the performance.
ただ、教会とは自分に何かをしてもらうために私たちが行く場所ではありません。
Except, church is not a place where we go to receive something we want to get.
そうじゃなく、教会は神に召された人々の集いです。
No, the church is the community of people who are called and gathered by God.
そしてそれは神の家族とも呼ばれています。
And sometimes we refer to the church as the family of God.
家族というのは自分たちが好き勝手に選べるわけではありません。
Family, our families are not who or what we choose based on what we like or on our preferences.
自分の親も、自分の兄弟姉妹も、自分の子供、自分のおじいちゃんおばあちゃんも、自分の孫も、自分で好きなように選ぶことはできません。
We don't pick our parents. We don't pick our siblings, our children, our grandparents or our grandchildren.We don't just get to pick and choose who we want in our families.
結婚相手でさえも厳密に言えば同じです。家族というのは神様によって与えられるものであって、それは切っても切れない関係です。また、行く場所ではなく、私たちが属する人々の集いです。
And strictly speaking, we can even say the same for our partner in marriage. Family is given...by God. It's a gift that is meant to be an inseparable relationship. Family isn't the house that we live in and go to, but rather it's the community of the people to which we belong.
職場の同僚とか学校の友達とかとは違って、ちょっと意見や好み、相性が合わないという理由で、もう関わるのはやめたなんてことは簡単にはできません。
Unlike colleagues at work or friends that we make in our years in school, we can't and shouldn't just decide to walk away from our relationship because our opinions and our values don't agree or we have conflicts that we can't resolve.
家族とは切っても切れない関係なので、じゃあその家族がお互いにより良い関係を築いて、その関係を深め合って、愛し合う家族、より良い家族になっていくことを望むなら、より良い家族になっていくことを望むなら、相手にばかり何かを要求するのではなく、家族のために自分は何ができるのか、自分が変われるところは何なのか、といったことを考えるかと思います。
Since family is a relationship that is meant to be inseparable, it's important for each member of the family to commit to building a better family by choosing to work on maturing and deepening relationships, and to do so by seeking to love one another. Instead of expecting and asking the family members to change in some way and do something that benefits us, by each member thinking about what they can do to love and to serve the other members of the family, and what they can change about themselves, a better family grows over time.
今日の箇所の3節後半にこうあります。彼女たちは自分の財産を持って彼らに仕えていた。
We look at the second half of verse 3. It says this: These women played an important role in Jesus' ministry, using their wealth to provide for him and for his other companions.
彼女たち自分の財産を持って彼らに仕えていた。詳しくは書かれていませんが、彼女たちは自分の財産と一緒におそらく自分の時間とか労力とか自分の心といったものもイエス様や他の弟子たちのために捧げて仕えていたと思われます。
While the biblical text doesn't clarify this specifically, I think we can assume that these women not only used their wealth and belongings, but they also gave their time, their energy, their talents, and offered their own hearts to Jesus for the benefit of his ministry and the kingdom of God's mission.
イエス様は神によって選ばれ、召され、集められた神の家族であるこの教会のコミュニティに私たちのことを召しておられます。
To God's family that God has chosen, God has called, and God has gathered, it's to this community that we know as a church to which God calls all of us.
そして他の人がまたは教会が自分のために何かをしてくれることを期待したり要求したりするのではなくて、教会のために、教会の成長のために自分は何ができるのか、何を捧げていけるのか、どのように仕えていけるのか、そう関わるようにとしてもございます。
And likewise, rather than seeking what the church can do for us or even expecting that, Jesus calls us to the church community to seek waysThat we can serve and offer what we have for the growth and the maturity of the church. Let's look at a few passages of scripture that will be helpful to us in understanding this.
エペソ人への手紙の1章22節から23節。また、神はすべてのものをキリストの足の下に従わせ、キリストをすべてのものの上に立つ頭として教会に与えられました。教会はキリストの体であり、すべてのものをすべてのもので満たす方が満ちておられるところです。
Ephesians chapter 1 verses 22 and 23. God has placed all things beneath Christ's feet and anointed him as the head over all things for his church. This church is his body, the fullness of the one who fills all in all.
教会はキリストの体であり、すべてのものをすべてのもので満たす方が満ちておられるところですと。
Let me repeat that last phrase again. This church is his body, the fullness of the one who fills all in all.
エペソ人への手紙の2章19節から22節。こういうわけで、あなた方はもはや他国人でも寄留者でもなく、生徒たちと同じ国の民であり、神の家族なのです。使徒たちや預言者たちという土台の上に建てられていて、キリストイエスご自身がその要の石です。このキリストにあって建物の全体が組み合わされて成長し、主にある聖なる宮となります。あなた方もこのキリストにあって共に築き上げられ、御霊によって神の御住まいとなるのです。
Ephesians chapter 2 verses 19 to 22. And so you meaning the church in Ephesus, are no longer called outcasts and wanderers, but citizens with God's people, members of God's holy family, and residents of his household. You are being built on a solid foundation, the message of the prophets, and the voices of God's chosen emissaries, the apostles, with Jesus, the anointed himself, the precious cornerstone. The building is joined together, stone by stone. All of us, chosen and sealed in him, rising up to become a holy temple in the Lord. In him, you are being built together, creating a sacred dwelling place among you where God can live in the Spirit.
パウロはエフェソにある教会に言われます。あなた方は神の家族です。キリストにあって建物の全体が組み合わされて成長し、主にある聖なる宮となります。またキリストにあって共に築き上げられ、御霊によって神の御住まいとなるのです。
So Paul is teaching and declaring these things to the Ephesian church. You are members of God's holy family and residents of his household. All of us chosen and sealed in him, rising up to become a holy temple in the Lord. And then also this powerful declaration. In Jesus, we are being built together, creating a sacred dwelling place among you, where God can live in the Spirit.
では、聖書が教えてくれる教会とはどういうコミュニティかのイメージです。
This biblical teaching envisions the kind of community the church is to be.
そしてそれが具体的な形で、現れるとどうなるかというと、
And so then when we want a specific practical example of what that looks like and what happens, we can see it in this passage.
使徒の働きの4章31から35節。さて、信じた大勢の人々は心と思いを一つにして、誰一人自分が所有しているものを自分のものと言わず、すべてを共有していた。人たちは主イエスの復活を大きな力を持って証しし、大きな恵みが彼ら全員の上にあった。彼らの中には一人も乏しいものがいなかった。辞書や家を所有している者は皆それを売り、その代金を持ってきて人たちの足元に置いた。その金が必要に応じてそれぞれに分け与えられたのであった。
Acts chapter 4 verses 32-35。During those days, the entire community of believers was deeply united in heart and soul, to such an extent that they stopped claiming private ownership of their possessions. Instead, they held everything in common. The apostles, with great power, gave their eyewitness reports of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. Everyone was surrounded by an extraordinary grace. Not a single person in the community was in need.Because those who had been affluent sold their houses or lands and brought proceeds to the emissaries of the Lord, the apostles. Then they distributed the funds to individuals according to their needs.
自分のことを満たしてもらおうと相手に要求するのではなくて、互いに捧げ合い、分かち合い、使い合うことでみんなが満たされるようになっていく。それによって成長していく。これが教会とは本来そういうコミュニティです。
Instead of focusing on having others meet and satisfy our needs and our expectations through mutual giving, sharing and serving, everyone is strengthened and filled. By doing so, people actually thrive. It's that kind of community.
こんなに素晴らしいコミュニティなら喜んで入りたい、喜んで属したいと思いますよね。
That's the kind of community to which we gladly want to be connected, right?
私たちもそんな教会のコミュニティへともっともっと成長していけることを祈ります。
And I hope and pray that we will keep growing and maturing and being shaped more and more into this kind of church community.
ただ、神の理想は素晴らしいんですが、それは決して簡単なことではありません。
And even though God's vision and God's ideal is amazing, we all know too, it isn't exactly easy to become that, is it?
疲れるし、エネルギーがいるし、いつもいつもうまくいくとは限りません。 むしろうまくいかない時の方が多いかもしれません。
And you all know that we all know that being church, living in community and in relationship with one another is challenging. It requires energy and effort. And sometimes we get tired. Sometimes we get annoyed or frustrated. And it doesn't always go well, no matter the efforts that we make. In fact, if we're honest, there may be as many or more times where it doesn't go well.
ルカの8章でイエス様の周りにはどんな人たちがいたと書かれていたでしょうか。
But let's take a moment again to look at our passage today from Luke 8 and see what it says about the community of people that Jesus created and surrounded himself with.
12人がお供していた。12弟子がまずいたと書かれています。
There were the 12 disciples, or rather the 12 apostles.
12弟子の中には主税人マタイという人物と熱心党員シモンという人物がいました。
Two of those 12 were Matthew, the tax collector, and Simon, the zealot.
マタイは当時イスラエルを支配していたローマ帝国のために税金を取り立てる仕事をしていたために、同じユダヤ人たちからは敵国のために働く裏切り者とされ嫌われていました。
Matthew would have been hated.By his fellow Jewish nationals, because he was perceived as a willing traitor, working for the enemy, as he collected taxes and likely did so unjustly for the Roman Empire, which ruled Israel at the time.
一方のシモンというのは熱心党と呼ばれるローマ帝国の支配に対して武力で立ち向かおうという過激派集団。つまり今でいうヤクザやマフィアのような集団の一人だったと言われています。彼らは力ずくでローマを追い出すことを目標としていました。
So you have Matthew who's serving, you know, the deep state over here. And then on the other hand, you have Simon who's identified as a zealot, a group of radical activists who tried to confront the unwanted rule of the Roman Empire by force.They aimed to expel Rome forcefully, even through murder. They were almost like the current day Yakuza or Mafia.
このローマ帝国に裏切った、それみんな嫌われたマタイと、そのローマ帝国が大嫌いなシモンが、同じ十二弟子の中に選ばれて、イエス様に選ばれて、一緒に食事をして、一緒に生活をして、一緒に旅をしていたことは、
So on completely opposite ends of the socio-political spectrum, it's this Matthew and Simon that Jesus calls to live amongst his closest 12 companions and leaders of his kingdom mission and of the church, to share meals at the same table, to travel together and share in life and ministry,And honestly, it seems unlikely and pretty impossible to bring those two together.
また十二弟子の中にはイエスにこうしなさいと言われればはいと言ってすぐ出て行って先生ダメでしたって言ってすぐ失敗して戻ってくるような行動派のペテロがいました。その一方で自分が納得するまでは動かない信じないというペテロとは全然違う性格の慎重派のトマスがいました。
Then there was also Peter, the impulsive disciple, who would respond immediately and willingly to Jesus' instructions, talking and acting first before thinking. And he would just freely make those huge mistakes, and then he would admit his faults to Jesus. Compared with the reticent Thomas, a cautious disciple, who was completely the opposite of Peter.He refused to believe or to act until he was absolutely convinced.
ルカの8章でこうイエス様の周りには、イエス様と出会うまでは7つもの悪霊に取り憑かれ苦しめられおそらくボロボロの人生を送っていたであろうマグダラのマリアという人物がいて、その一方でヨハンナという人物もいました。
Then there's Mary Magdalene, whom the passage said was tormented and demon possessed with not just one, seven evil spirits, and probably had been living a broken life that was shameful to speak of in public until she met Jesus. And then on the other end of the spectrum to her is Joanna.
このヨハンナの夫のクーザはユダヤの王様ヘロデに仕える羊でした。つまりとても位の高い召使いでした。つまりそのクーザの妻であるヨハンナも割と裕福で社会的な地位も高かったということであります。
Joanna's husband Cusa is the chief steward of Herod, king of Judah, which was basically the top manager of the king's servants and staff. In other words, we can guess.That Joanna is from the elite, the top, the rich, and the famous of Israel. And she would have had both considerable wealth and social status.
このマグダラのマリアとヨハンナ、そんな全然違う人生を送っていた2人の女性たちもイエス様と一緒にいました。
So Mary Magdalene and Joanna, two women from completely different walks of life and on opposite ends of the social and economic spectrum.But they are there, together, with Jesus in the midst of his community.
性格も職業も立場も社会的地位も全然違う者たちがどうして一緒に同じコミュニティに居続けることができたのでしょうか?
How could all of these people from completely different personalities, different professional backgrounds, and different socioeconomic statuses,All stay together in the same community.
コミュニティに属するということは簡単ではありません。大変だし疲れるし、ぶっちゃけ嫌になることがたくさんあります。
Belonging to a community isn't easy. It's challenging, it's tiring, and you have to put up with and deal with a lot of things that you don't want to.
それは教会に限らず、どんなコミュニティでも人が集まればそうです。
And that fact isn't limited just to church either. It's true of any community, wherever a group of people are together.
ただ、じゃあ、教会という、イエス様が私たちを召し入れてくださっているコミュニティと、その他のコミュニティでは一体何が違うのでしょうか?
So then what is the difference between the church, which is the community to which Jesus calls us,And any other community or group which we could be or maybe already are a part of.
それは教会はキリストが光り輝くコミュニティであるということです。
The difference is this: the church is the community where Jesus Christ shines.
イエス様は弟子たちにこう言われました。ヨハネの福音書の13章34節から35節。私はあなた方に新しい戒めを与えます。互いに愛し合いなさい。私があなた方を愛したように、あなた方も互いに愛し合いなさい。互いの間に愛があるなら、それによってあなた方が私の弟子であることをすべての人が認めるようになります。
Jesus says this to his disciples in John chapter 13 verses 34 and 35.So I give you a new command. Love each other deeply and fully. Remember the ways that I have loved you and demonstrate your love for others in those same ways. Everyone will know you as my followers if you demonstrate your love to others.
不完全な私たち人の集まりというこのコミュニティの大変さの中にあってまず私たち一人一人が自分自身をイエス様に捧げイエス様の愛によってまず変えられ新しくされ続ける
In the challenges that come from being in the midst of a community filled with imperfect people because we're in them when each and every one of us commits first and foremost to surrender ourselves to Jesus continuously we willAlso continue to be changed and made new by Jesus' love.
そして私たちのうちに宿ってくださる聖霊様の働きによって変えられ、成長させられて初めて私たちは互いに愛し合い、使い合うことができるようになっていく。
And it's only when we are growing and being transformed by the work and the power of the Holy Spirit within us that we are able to truly and fully love and serve one another.
イエス様によってのみそれができる。それによって教会というコミュニティが何よりも主イエスが光り輝くそういうコミュニティへと成長していくのです。
And the result is a church community that grows and thrives into a community where our Lord Jesus shines above everyone and everything else.
この8章の1節でイエス様は何をしておられたか。
And what is it that Jesus is doing in the midst of his community in Luke chapter 8 verse 1?
イエスは町や村を巡って神の国を説き福音を述べ伝えられた。
Jesus preached from city to city, village to village, carrying the good news of the kingdom of God.
イエスが光り輝くこと、それはこの宣教、つまりイエスの救いの技が光り輝くことでもあります。
For Jesus to shine then, it means that the mission, or in other words, Jesus' saving work,shines brightly and clearly.
私たちがイエス様によって変えられ、イエス様と共に歩み、そしてイエス様のために生きる、愛し合うコミュニティであるなら、イエスが光り輝くコミュニティとなり、それによってイエスの救いの技という宣教に加わっていくことができるのです。
If we are a community that loves one another because we are walking with and living for Jesus and being transformed by Him,then we can and we will become a community where Jesus shines, meaning that we're obviously and actively participating in the ministry and mission of His salvation.
皆さん、この教会のコミュニティは神様からの恵みです。
Beloved church, this church community is a gracious blessing from God.
私たち誰もこの地上の信仰の人生を一人で歩むことはできません。
None of us can truly thrive in our lives of faith on our own or by ourselves.
このコロナ禍にあって、私たちはそれを嫌ということを思い知らされていると思います。
This COVID-19 pandemic has driven that point home very painfully and clearly.
神様はそれを知っておられたので、この教会というキリストの体、神の家族のコミュニティを私たちに与えてくださっています。
God knew this even before we did. And in God's divine wisdom and in His love, He gave us the church, a community that is Christ's body and the family of God.
そしてただ恵みとして与えてくださっているだけでなくて、イエス様は私たちをコミュニティへと召してくださっています。
And it isn't only just a gracious blessing from God. It's actually a very clear calling that we are receiving from Jesus Himself.
お祈りしましょう。
Let's pray.
神様、私たちのためにこの地上に来てくださり、すべてを捧げてくださり、ありがとうございます。
Jesus, we thank you for coming to this earth and giving up everything for us.
そしてあなたにあって恵みとしてこの教会のコミュニティを与えてくださり、そこに私たち一人一人を召してくださっていることをありがとうございます。
We thank you for the gracious blessing of this church community and for calling each and every one of us into this family.
私たちがその召しに応え、この教会のコミュニティに自分自身を捧げ、教会のために使い合い、互いに愛し合うとき、どうぞ私たちを豊かに祝福してください。
We ask for your rich blessing as we respond to your call to surrender ourselves, giving ourselves for the growth and the maturity of this community through love and service to one another.
楽しいことや心地よく快適に感じること、喜びあることばかりではないかもしれません。
We know that there will be times and seasons that aren't going to be fun and aren't going to be comfortable.
むしろもっと多くの痛みや苦しみ、葛藤の中を通り抜けていくことになるかもしれません。
In fact, we know that there are certainly going to be times and seasons where we will face and go through hurt, suffering, and conflict together as a church family.
それでも、そのすべてを通してあなたは私たちを新しく作り変えてくださいます。
But we know that even in those moments, or perhaps especially in them, you are molding and transforming us.
私たちを成長させてくださいます。
So please help us to grow and to mature.
そしてこの教会のコミュニティをあなたの愛を土台として立て上げてください。
And help us as a church community to be built upon the foundation of your love.
私たち人間には不可能なことでも、神様、あなたにはそれが可能であることを感謝します。
We're so thankful for all the things that are impossible for us, but that are possible for you, God.
そうやって私たちが力強く成長して歩むとき、このコミュニティを通して何よりもキリストの光が輝いていきますように。
We believe that when you accomplish this in us and through us, we will thrive in our faith and in our walk with you. And as a community of faith, that Christ will shine brightly through us.
それによって一人でも多くの方が神を知り、神の愛と救いの素晴らしさを味わうことができますように。
And through that we pray that as many people as possible may come to know you and experience the goodness of your love and salvation and revel in it.
そして共に変えられた人生を生きていくことができますようにお願いします。
And we pray that they too, in meeting you and in being saved by you and following you, become an active part of this life-transforming faith community together with us.
国が来ますように。
May your kingdom come.
御心が天で行われているように、この地で、そして私たちの間でも行われますように。
May your will be done on earth and in our midst, just as it is in heaven.
あなたの素晴らしいビジョンの実現のために、どうぞ私たちを、この教会を用いてください。
We pray that you will take hold of us and use us as a church to realize your vision here.
イエス様の名でお祈りします。
It's in the name of Jesus we pray.
Amen. Amen.
愛と平和で心を満たして世界イエスは主だと知るため栄光を見せてください。この声を一つにして、この心一つにして、あなたの栄光のために閉じください。今こそみんなで主を賛美しよう。世界中がイエスは主だと知るため、私にも何かできる。この一つにして、この心一つにして、あなたの栄光のために閉じてください。 Let us be one voice that glorifies your name. Let's be one voice declaring that you reign. Let's be one voice in love and harmony. And we pray, O God, grant us unity.